At the end of a packed, emotionally charged 9-hour hearing on Tuesday, October 9th, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted to reinstate suspended Sheriff Ross Mercurimi. 9 votes were required to overrule the voters and remove the popularly elected sheriff, but only 7 voted to sustain San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee's charges that Mercurimi was guilty of official misconduct when he bruised his wife Eliana Lopez's arm during a heated New Year's Eve argument. Supervisor David Campos, one of the 4 who voted not to sustain Mayor Lee's charges, called for unity and healing, as did Sheriff Mercurimi. But publications, including the Huffington Post and the San Francisco Chronicle, reported that the city remains deeply divided and scarred. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to former Mayor Art Agnos, who said the tension reminds him of the period following Supervisor Dan White's 1978 assassination of Supervisor Harvey Milk and Mayor George Moscone and White's ensuing trial.
Mayor Agnos, could you explain why you likened the toxicity of the political environment in San Francisco after the reinstatement of Sheriff Mercurimi to that following Dan White's assassination of Supervisor Harvey Milk and Mayor Moscone?
Yes, I'm deeply troubled by the extreme passions evidenced by both sides. For 10 months, this has been an ongoing drama, which has been marked by various political statements, community protests. It seemed as though it reached a climax with the decision that disappointed, obviously, many of the domestic violence advocates. But the decision has been made. Sheriff Mercurimi has been put back as the duly elected sheriff of San Francisco. Obviously, that made Sheriff Mercurimi's supporters happy. But they didn't like the way the opponents were characterizing the issue. Obviously, the same decision made the domestic violence advocates and people supporting them unhappy. And the ensuing climate has been so toxic, so angry, because the leadership of this city is not calling for the civility, the coming together to put this behind us and focus on the real issues of the city as well as domestic violence. But instead, it appears that they are calling for even more vitriol, enhancing a very, very dangerous environment with name-calling and people expressing themselves with hatred. I've received many hate calls, messages, as I'm sure other people have. And we need the leadership of this city to bring the kind of civility that only top leadership can bring, not only from the elected politicals, as the Board of Supervisors are trying to do, but also from the media, in particular the major newspaper that has been promoting the removal of Sheriff Mercurimi. All of this comes together in a very toxic atmosphere where I am fearful for what could come out of it.
What do you think about the possibility of a recall?
I think the recall is a fair tool for those who are unhappy to use. They should have used it last March instead of the political process that was commenced by the mayor. Then the voters could have been voting on that issue of recall in 2 weeks, and that would have been timely. To propose a recall now after the criminal justice system has been fulfilled and he is paying to the fullest extent of the law, that is, Sheriff Mercurimi is, and then the political process through the Ethics Commission and through the Board of Supervisors, now to come for a recall that will take us into another year of this travail, I think creates an even worse climate when the city needs to be addressing many more fundamental issues.
And that was former San Francisco Mayor Art Agnos on the reinstatement of Sheriff Ross Mercurimi. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.